We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome into the So Rare Andrews podcast, brought to you by RotoWire and sponsored by So Rare. I am Andrew Laird from So Rare Data. You can find me on So Rare as Lairdino. I'm joined as always by Andy Black, who you can find as Black on So Rare. Andy, we're talking about MLS today, which we were talking before. We were like, people are probably just going to skip this one. But I feel like we got more comments than previous ones. So maybe everyone really does love MLS.
Everybody loves MLS for sure. And honestly, like the people that don't love MLS, like have that like craving, that So Rare craving. And it's like, they still have to play it. They know they have to play it. They can't leave that division empty. They gotta play it. America.
My favorite is like in the summer, you know, you get to like the end of the European season. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm just going to like wait it out until August. It's not that far. And then like the very next week, they're like, so who's this Keaton Parks guy? And you're like, yep, there you go. Come on in.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously the title of this podcast was When Cheap MLS Cards, because a lot of people were asking, like we've gotten like tons of questions about this. So like, oh, when do you think like the MLS cards are going to drop like they did last winter? And we kept saying like, yeah, we think it's like December, January, you know, like the true off season. MLS Cup final is this weekend, Portland hosting New York City FC. And so like, we're not technically in the off season, but like everyone, only two teams are still playing. And there was definitely like a small dip in prices a few weeks ago, maybe even like 2 weeks ago. And the dip is gone.
Yeah.
What happened?
We're in a boom, man. We're booming.
Oh, that's right. The boom.
Yeah.
I mean, it does make sense. All these guys are done playing and prices are going up.
I don't think it really, really matters until they're all done playing. I think people still kind of see the season as ongoing, even though, you know, like 98% of teams are eliminated.
Right.
I think people still kind of feel like the season is ongoing.
Well, it's not. And yeah, it's funny. We were talking previously, not on the podcast, but about like what I was going to do over this winter. And I had like two directions to go, one that I thought was fun and one that involved buying more MLS cards. And I went the fun route and it turns out it wasn't as fun after 1 week, and now I wish I had just bought MLS cards.
It's not over yet. You can still sell.
Yeah. That's true. That's absolutely true.
I think it's hard to, like, when you already have like a MLS or America footprint, it's hard to like have the, I don't know, intestinal fortitude to be like, well, I'm going to double down and buy more now, like when prices are good. Because what's the fun in that? What did you want to play? Like,
what do you mean?
What was the division that you wanted to play?
Champion Europe.
You say that so shamefully.
It was so stupid. But no, I sold a few cards And so I had a little bit of ETH, which I could have done a number of things with, like withdraw it. But we've talked about why that's why I don't do that. But I guess the way that I was looking at it is that the MLS cards that I have, like I have pretty decent MLS cards. And so buying more like MLS rares, like didn't make sense for me. Mm-hmm. And the super rares that I should be buying were more than I had. So it was kind of like, do I keep waiting and just try to get more ETH and buy like one really good MLS super rare? Or do I just blow it all on some Champion Europe rares? And that's what I did because it's more fun.
I mean, like, let's be honest, so, Champion Europe is fun.
So John Nellis, hello, John, as you come in. So I'm going to partially blame Nellis for this because we're in a Discord together and he brought up this idea. He's like, I really want to sell a bunch of my cards and get some like good Champion Europe cards. What should I do? And Sean Newsham is also in that Discord. And Sean, in like the most delicate way that he could, told John that it was the stupidest idea that he'd ever heard. And I think he's both right and not as right because I wanted to play Champion Europe because like those are all the players that we all know for the most part. I ended up with five guys that I don't really know, but
not only that, like if you do podium or you do hit, if you do well, you have the greatest chance at hitting one of those, you know, insane cards that right. You're like the chances of like pulling one of those out of a hat in All-Star D4 or D3, I think is much slimmer than, you know, pulling it out of Champion.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So the problem is that it was like a perfect storm to set up a bad decision. And I think I made a bad decision, but like, I'm okay with the bad decision. Like I'm starting to like prioritize fun in a game.
Yeah.
So this is how I have to like justify it to myself that this is a game and that like games are supposed to be fun. But it was a perfect storm because like I was looking at points needed to win cards in Challenger versus Champion Europe leading up to when I made this decision to start buying some more Champion Europe cards. And it was easier to win cards in Champ Europe in like four of the five past game weeks at the time. It was like, oh, I only need to score, you know, 315 in Champ Europe and I need to score like 340. And this is when everyone's like, oh, Ajax stacks are killing the whole game, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so this past game week was like the first time that I ran out like a full five player team in Champ Europe that was like legitimate. Like I bought a goalie, I bought a forward, I had to buy a midfielder because one of my other midfielders got hurt. And my Champion Europe team, I think I had seven or eight lineups in the last game week. It was by far the lowest scoring one. And Champion Europe was the highest scoring division of all the divisions in the game week. And I think that might be a sign, but I'm going to pretend it's not.
So what you're saying is it didn't work this one week.
Yeah. This one week did not work it out. And now
it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
I wasted all my money on nothing.
I would definitely quit. Yeah.
I got to write back to Pavel and say, I'm in.
Did you have a guy with a red card too?
No, that's the worst part.
Just a lot of red scores, right?
It was just, oh. So I realized that the reason that I used to go into Champ Europe was incredibly flawed in that I have an Alphonso Davies rare card mm-hmm. that I usually play in U23. And Davies, from an SO5 perspective, has been awful lately, including his time with, like, he plays a very much more attacking role for Canada, excuse me, that usually leads to terrible scores because it's just a ton of possessions lost and he doesn't get many decisives. So I actually stopped playing him in U23 because I had this challenger, Vinicius Souza to play, and I have Malasia from Feyenoord as my defender. So I'm like, all right, Davies is not good enough for my U23 side, so I'll go play him in Champ Europe where the scores are harder or where it's harder to win cards. But that was like literally the foundation of this move. And I had also bought a Niccolo Rovella rare card when I was trying to improve my U23 side. And I was like, wait, he's Champion Europe also. So now I have 2/5 of a Champion Europe side of like extra cards for my U23. So I'm like, I'm just going to go play U23. I'm like, all right, let me just go buy a goalie and a forward, the two by far most expensive positions that you can buy. And then Rovella got hurt. So I had to buy another one, another midfielder. Oh, I had Sambi Lokonga too. So I was and Lokonga was like locked in. He was great. And then Xhaka came back this past weekend, or maybe it was yesterday. It's all a blur now. Yeah, it was yesterday. And now like Lokonga can't even get off the bench. And so I went from like, oh, I have this this team, and I probably should have just bought MLS Super Rares.
Yeah, or like you could have gone like, because didn't you need like some challenger help too to like in the end, we all know what should have happened. You should have sold Davies and I should have sold Davies and taken that one ETH and did something fun with it.
See, the worst part is I think Davies is like a fun card.
Yeah.
But not, you know, it's not fun getting 26 point scores.
Yeah. Well, he's been fun until like this last month. And I don't know if it's like the stress and the toll and the wear and tear of like all those games with Canada and back to Bayern and he's not rotating and just like a lot of minutes. I don't know if it's like that or if it's just like he stinks right now.
But I think the theory of this guy is ruining my U23 team, so maybe I should just make a Champion Europe team with him. I think that might have been flawed.
Not great, Bob. Not great.
But like you said, it's only been 1 week. We can bounce back.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe. I've got cards for sale if anybody wants to buy them so I can dig myself further into the Champion Europe. Oh, so that was the other thing. I was like, not doing a ton of research. Like I ended up doing the worst thing you could possibly do. And I was like, I had this plan and I wanted to get them in for this past game week. So there I am Thursday night, like needing to close deals so that I can have 5 starters. And then of course, I think all 3 of the cards I bought are now like 10% cheaper. And I didn't win a thing.
That's what happens when their L5 goes down, right? Prices go down lower.
Yeah, it was yeah, so Sam, sorry, you're right, this has nothing to do with cheap MLS cards. Well, it has to do with cheap MLS cards because I'm not buying MLS cards now because I burned all my money. However, you're right, thank you, back on topic.
I think Skate Perez's question is kind of funny. Why are some MLS prices extremely high compared to like 6 days ago? I mean, part of it is Abad Labor started buying a couple of MLS cards. Did he buy anybody besides Rusnak?
That one. No, I don't think so. I didn't look, though.
Okay. So
I couldn't scroll through all the
templates. I can't blame it on him.
I mean, we can try.
Yeah. He bought another Timber and another Lissandro today.
Today.
Yeah. He's up to like, I think 11 total between the two.
That's wild. All right, let's see. Champion America, he bought, or she, who knows? Oh, yeah, the Carlos Coronel Super Rare, which we actually talked about because I was like, whoa, yeah. 0.9 for this. I'm not sure where that came from. And then I was like, oh, okay. He bought the Rudy Camacho Unique. Rudy Camacho had a huge end of the season.
Yeah.
But he's a guy. And then, let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 Rusnak Super Rares. 1 Rusnak Rare, the Mukhtar Unique, Paxton Aaronson Unique, and 2 Barco Rares.
Okay. Yeah, we did talk about the Barco. So he's bought a little bit, but nothing, you know, he's not going crazy yet.
Not yet. He's waiting for the dip.
Yeah. Well, and Skate Perez mentioned it, the dip on Reynosa. I'm sure that the prices on him are coming down a bit. And
not great.
I'm not a buyer. I'm not a buyer on that news.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
He was like one of my better cards. I had 2 of them at one point.
Are you down to just one or?
I have one. But yeah, so like, I don't know. Like, we were definitely seeing, so this is how I know that we were seeing a dip, is that I have a bunch of MLS price alerts on my Sora data watch list. Most of them are for limiteds though, because I don't know, because I set it up that way, but I set it up at 0.01. So I was like, how many like stars are there available at 0.01? And at one point, like Chicharito was like 0.007. Zellerian was there as well, or Zellerian. I'm not sure how you pronounce it because I've heard announcers say both, which really bothers me. And so I was getting all these alerts of all these cheap cards. Your boy Miles Robinson was like 0.006 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I haven't bought any of them, but I was just like, boy, these are coming down. And then they just stopped coming. And I was like, oh, I wonder if my alerts are off. And it's like, no, everyone bought all of them. It's like everybody was like, oh, here are the cheap ones. And they just gobbled them all up. And then the sellers, you know, the people with cards were like, oh, these cards are selling now. Let me go sell. And now they're all back again.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I think that we just haven't got to that point. Like, you know, we always joked about the Christmas bundles. I think that was pretty much the dead low end of the MLS market when they really started pumping those out.
Yeah.
And we just haven't got there yet. And I think what a little bit of the struggle too is with the season starting early. There's going to be less kind of time frame between the MLS finals this weekend and the start of the season. So here in another month, we're going to be talking about MLS preseason, you know, late January, early February or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a gap in there where I think that we do see more of a dip, than we're even at now. But like somebody said in chat, everybody's waiting for the dip. Is there going to be a dip if everybody's waiting for the dip? I don't know. Maybe not.
Did you definitely bought one of the bundles, the MLS yeah. bundles last year. Do you remember any of the cards?
Like I remember, I think all of them.
Oh, what's one of them?
Eloy Room.
Of course you bought Room. Because I was looking at, my thought was that they hadn't sold as many. Where is this Room card of yours here? Was it the super rare?
No, it was a rare. I don't own it anymore. So
yeah, what were you owned?
Zambrano. He was part of that bundle, I believe.
What does he play? I've never
He's
heard of him.
Portland. I think he filled in for a bit when Williamson tore his ACL, and then I don't know how much more he played.
Okay, let's see here. Because I was trying to see what the mint numbers were.
Yeah.
To see if they were, like, if we're further along. Here we go. So I don't know if he's a great example, but Zambrano there, you got, was 12 of 100. And yeah. Like most of the MLS guys.
I know Robin Lode I think Robin Lode was in that bundle as well.
That's a silly bundle. I don't think you own him anymore.
No, I don't. Yeah, that was a bad one to give you. Anthony Fontana.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. So he was 24 of 100.
Okay.
So the problem is that a lot of the MLS cards now are in like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
So I see no reason for them to do these bundles.
And I mean, they won't. It's not happening. Right.
And so
they don't have the supply. Yeah.
There's no, right. So if there's no reason. So they have all this excess inventory that a bunch of people got literally this time last year. I think there were a few of them like on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And so like, we're not going to get them. And there're just not that many cards left to auction. And so if there are not that many cards left to auction, then we're stuck back at the secondary market. And now there's no reason to drop prices.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to, well, I guess maybe they will try to sell them all. I mean, they're at 74 on load. I'm sure a lot of guys are 70 plus.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll see limited Christmas bundles.
That I would not be surprised at all if we did. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had 50 cards in them because there are so many MLS cards to sell before April. Like, I would assume the new MLS cards come out in like, yeah, April. That would be my guess. Like, if the season starts end of February, It's almost 2 months to get new cards in. Why not?
Yeah.
Somebody's asking why the year says just 2021 instead of 21-22. And it's because the season doesn't overlap in a year. Like MLS, the whole MLS season is done in a single calendar year, which is why they only have 1 year. But yeah, so Quinny thinks mid to late March for new season cards. And I don't even think we're at 200.
That's
some of these.
Best hope for them getting new MLS cards out, right?
Like Barco's at 181. And that's in 3 days, the auction. Like we have 820 cards to go.
So here's what's going flat out. This is going to happen. They're going to run out of rares to sell before the new stuff comes out. Limiteds they won't though. So they'll be able to, I think they'll be fine on limiteds because like, it's funny. I look at Robin Lode, who's on his 74th rare, but he's only on his 188th limited. So a lot of supply left from, the limited standpoint. But I think that there's going to be like a bad squeeze there between start of MLS season. Everybody's going to want the cards. There's going to be no new rare cards to sell. Even if they wanted to sell them, they're not going to be able to.
Right.
And then when they actually make the cards, take the pictures, get that done, there's going to be like a price squeeze where we see prices go up significantly.
Okay, so I'm going to pull this one up for us. Apologies for those who were wait a minute. Let me take a second. So we were trying to think of cards that players that would be like representative of that we could see like if their prices are falling. And sort of data, like you can see a rolling average. And so
real quick, so Jai would know they don't have to put all 1,000 out, but they might try to. We'll see. Sorry for cutting.
They would have to do auctions every quarter second to get them all out before the end of the year, before the new seasons come, right? Like it would have to be that much.
Yeah, it would have to be so fast.
I love it. All right, let me see.
Or bundles.
Pull this up here. All right. So on Sorare Data, if you just go to like any player page. And so I was like, wait a minute. I know a few players here that we should look at. So Joe Willis. Well, that's quite a zoom. Here we go.
That was quite the zoom.
So if you go to the rolling average history, I always prefer the 3-day one. But like that. So this is what happens leading up to the season, is that Joe Willis, because I think he was either the top, was he the number one ranked or was it Maurer?
He was the number one. Maurer, I think, was the number one score, but it was like they were all very close at the top.
Right. So you can see in this section here, I mean, oh my God, 0.99 average here, some sort of dip and then it came back. But like, this is the trajectory that we should be seeing, right? Like as the season goes on, cards get cheaper. Like what can you get them for now? 0.18. Gosh. And so like, that's what I wanted to see for everyone. I'm scared to look at this one, although I don't even own him. So I guess it doesn't matter. Not quite as dry. I guess he never got to one ETH.
Yeah.
Because they were giving away the special edition Maurers too.
But still, that's wild to look at there. Mm-hmm. What is it? End of February. And I get, Gary B. Boom included, but still there's going to be a squeeze on the number of cards available.
Yeah. So Sam brought that up. So I think another good thing here is that the number of Champion America teams has like exploded since then.
Right.
And so I still think we're going to see a run up to MLS, although Argentina and Liga MX are already going to be going on by the time MLS.
There's rumors as well. I've seen that they may have the whole Argentina league. Yeah. I don't know if that's great or not. I guess
Challenger America soon.
Maybe
highlighted by MLS. So yeah. So we were looking at different guys. I wanted to bring up Zelarayan. I still don't know what it is. if anybody in chat has an opinion on it, I'm happy to hear it. But like, you can see this dip in October, August, September, and then like October, 0.055.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I should buy one. And now 0.143, like it's tripled basically. Why is this happening? Where are my cheap, like, did we miss it? Did we miss the dip?
I still don't think we missed the dip. I still think end of December, early January, there's going to be, it's going to be there. But I don't know if Zeller or Ian you're ever going to get for 0.05. Like, I don't know what that was all about.
Someone did.
Yeah. I mean, I think like guys like this are almost like recession proof. Like, look at him.
Gil certainly is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure his cards came late too. Like I'm pretty sure that's spike wild. In June was like, that's when his cards came out. People are blaming it on the people joining. Why are new people coming in and buying MLS cards?
MLS rares. Cause we're looking at rares.
Right. Here. This is just rares.
Yeah. I don't think that's probably it. I think the newer users are probably getting European limiteds. Unless their name's A Bottle Boar.
And that's just buying everything. Actually, except limiteds.
I feel like he's, I don't know, reasonably priced.
The most, I completely disagree with you. I think he is so grossly underpriced that it's underpriced. Like shocking.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's part of it is, you know, being a 32-year-old winger, but I don't know. Is he 32 or 30, 31? I don't know. 31?
32 in April.
Okay.
Why is this guy... All of them. I mean, obviously, it's going to be cheaper now than when the season starts. But I don't know. I just felt like we were expecting a significantly bigger dip. Maybe that's all it was.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, whenever there's more volume, you're just going to see lower or less big deviations. You're not going to see the big drop-offs and the big spikes. And when there's a lot of volume, a lot of users, you're going to see, you know, less deviations on a dip at least.
Yeah. I think the pre-boom prices are gone forever, though.
Say that again?
I think the pre-boom prices are gone forever.
Yeah, I think so.
It's that low anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what is he pre-boom there? I mean, I don't know. That's kind of where he is. Oh, okay. Yeah.
0.099 on December 7th. Oh, literally a year ago today.
He'll get there again.
A year ago today, 0.099 for Andre Blake.
Yeah. When he becomes second choice, he'll be 0.099 again.
When Freeze Matthew gets ahead of him?
Yeah. Or the other one, Bednick?
Yeah, I don't think Bendick's beating anybody else.
Bednick? Oh, boy.
Are there any MLS cards that you, maybe I shouldn't ask you and put you on the spot, but are there any that you were looking at that you were like, oh, if this guy gets cheap?
Yeah. A couple guys. And I don't think that they will, but Carlos Gil is one of them. Lucas Zeller Ian is the other one that we looked at.
Yep.
I was actually going to be looking at Reynosa in the offseason as just like a cheap pickup, and there's no way I'm buying that card now.
I was looking at the Reynoso super rare because I have the DeBassi already, and it was like 0.9, I think. And I was like, that's probably fair, but I'm like, but it's MLS off season, so it's not fair. Like, I think that was like an appropriate during in season price. And then, yeah, obviously it's gone.
Yeah. There's I've got a big issue at midfield in the MLS right now, just with, I don't know. I've already complained enough about all of my midfielder injuries and issues, but I've got guys getting quite old in the midfield. So that's one of them. The other one was going to be Maxi Morales. His chart's going to be bizarre to look at. Like, look at the glimmer of hope September of 2021 there. You know, like, yeah. Prices started to come back up as he started to get healthy, and they were like, oh, no, he's got knee issues again, dropped off the cliff.
Absolute free fall. that boom looks like just a middle finger to all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? Just so sad to look at that one. I guess, you know, how low is he? Best offer is 0.3. What?
Yeah, 0.315.
Crazy. I mean, if you could get him below 0.1, he might be a good bet on, 2 days ago, below 0.1.
Yeah.
Might be a good gamble. I don't know. If he could get healthy, then you're in good shape. But I'm really worried he's just not gonna get healthy again.
He's just done.
Yeah. That knee seems kind of toasted. And I guess, is Maxey re-signed for next year? Is he still under contract?
The only reason why I didn't want to look at New York City FC prices is because they're still playing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you could see some dumb, like, oh, you know, pre-game week FOMO buys, like me ahead of champion Europe. But
it doesn't look like you see that here. But you know what is funny? If you go, I think I own the number one Maxey Morales.
Ooh.
Which, if you look at that graph, it's kind of funny to like think that I own it, because you know I overpaid for it. Look at that, 0.38 or something.
Let's see. Can I just go? What do you have, the last year's?
Like, yeah, last year's number one. Yeah. Yep, that's me.
363.
I remember paying it. I was like, this is a good idea.
I mean, he was good.
No,
I'm sure there are plenty of other people.
He's been great this year.
I mean, look how many bids there are.
Yeah. Everybody wanted that one of.
I mean, in fairness, this was what, July 1st of last year? So what did you actually pay? $17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. That might be on the high side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Ooh, Alan Cruz.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You were the first one. So how does it feel to pay more for Maxey Morales than anyone ever has on the history of the platform?
Do we know that that's true?
Well, graph certainly what makes it look like.
I feel just fine about that. I think he's won me some prizes, so.
Oh.
Look at that. Boom. The boom always saves you.
Same price that you paid.
Oh.
Exact same. But they don't have, they got 53 of 100.
Yeah. I got the one. So,
yeah.
It's better for me.
I'm sure there's a huge market for one of 100 Maxey Morales cards. Yeah.
There might be a super fan out there.
Mm hmm. Or maybe Maxey gets involved, or his brother, and he wants all the cards, especially the first one ever.
That's right.
We didn't have limited cards back then.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Would you sell for 0.063 to undercut the last? No. No. All right.
No.
So Skate Prez is asking if Cornell is actually underpriced, considering his age and that they were good last year defensively.
Yeah, maybe. I don't like to like make any guesses or assumptions with goalkeepers, just because, like, I don't know. New York could suck next year. Like, they could be great, or they could be awful. And I don't feel like you can just like make that wild statement with other teams, but New York, I don't know. A weird team to me.
He doesn't seem to have dropped either. Like, you're paying the same now that you did in September,
which seems kind of fine. Like, that seems kind of good. How old is he? Like 25, 26?
Yeah, not even.
24?
His birthday's coming up. He'll be 25 soon.
I mean,
he has this nice, like, fake shirt on.
Yeah. Can you zoom in on that fake shirt real quick? Yeah. Just kind of want to see what's going on there. Oh, okay. Yeah. That looks great.
I mean, it's definitely fake. Are these Band-Aids on his neck?
I don't know. I like where like his, I don't know, like, there's like a line that comes down here. Like, what's going on there? Did they just like They messed up the Photoshop of the fake shirt.
Tried to make it a V-neck.
They forgot to rip it.
Right. No, I think he's fine. Like, I think we learned, like, that paying one ETH for, or, you know, 0.8 for MLS goalies probably isn't great. And what, you don't have to super... do that with him. So, yeah, no, that's fine. I don't know.
Super rare goalkeeper prices. I don't know. I don't know what the. That's not my thing. I'm bad at pricing them.
Well, I was saying to you the other day that the Tyler Miller one, which made sense for my gallery, went for like 0.3 something the other day, the super rare.
Yeah.
And I think Dane St. Clair signed a 3-year extension like the day after. And I was like, oh, maybe yeah, I avoided something there, but I don't know.
I don't know that really means anything, that he's going to take the job just because he signed a long-term contract. Yeah. I don't know. 0.3 for a guy that I would say it's Miller's job to lose. I don't know. I like that bet. Whoever bought that card. And it sold for point three.
It was 0.3 and change, I thought. Let's see what Tyler Miller's .335, yeah. Hmm. Makes sense. I don't know.
What are your thoughts with the super rare MLS cards that are on the primary market right now? Have you seen any of them?
I saw some of them. I know that there's the Portland Diego specials tonight.
Yeah. It seems like they're offloading a lot of junk too.
I think part of that is there's a lot of junk in MLS. but yeah, they could give them away in the special weekly. So I guess auctioning them makes a little more sense. I don't know. Yeah. I was looking at that Rusnak one and a Bottleboard bought it for like 1.4 or somewhere around there, which is literally double what he offered me for mine, or she, sorry. And so, yeah.
Andrew said that okay.
I said
Well, they're priced pretty similarly, right?
So the first place prize for Champion America Limited this past weekend, first place was Slanina, second and third place both got Carlos Heel. And I said, yeah. I would trade Slanina for Heel like any day. Like if I finished first, yeah, I would contact the people who came in second and third, be like, I'll trade. And yeah, no, I think everybody is blinded by the fact that he's 17 and a goalie, and sure, that helps, but like the Fire are a terrible team and there's no guarantee that Slanina keeps this job.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to sign a ton of people in the offseason. They got rid of both.
They got rid of like basically their entire team.
Whoever the other goalkeeper was, they are going to buy at least one goalkeeper. Yeah. I mean, if I'm holding a player, I would rather be holding Gil. But if I'm selling, I just want to sell the card that is worth more now. And it looks like they're both worth about the same thing. So if I'm holding, I'll.
You're winning so much more with that Gil card than you are Slanina.
Yeah.
Like,
it's wild to see how good Slonina's scores were. I mean,
I mean, they were very good defensively at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Presumably playing a bunch of teams that just gave up.
Let's see. They played Columbus. I think Columbus could have made the playoffs with a good push there at the end of the season. New York City.
The problem is they were terrible.
Yeah. Got a clean sheet.
That team can push all they want.
Yeah. Yeah, they were bad. He scored 67 points against New England in a 2-2 tie. 31 all around.
Save a penalty? Wow. Yeah. Oh, because he just made 100 saves.
Right.
No, I mean, I think it's... I don't see any difference, honestly, like between him and Ochoa, except he's like twice the price. And
yeah,
they're goalies. They both play U23. So like I don't think anybody should be buying Gabriel Slonina and being like, I got U23 locked up for 6 years. Like,
yeah.
I can't do it. keep in mind, I'm also somebody who's recently sold Bijlow for Vandevort because of the extra years, and it was a stone disaster. So
I think that there's just too much uncertainty there. I mean, like, okay, let's say he does develop into like kind of a hot prospect even this year. Let's say he has a good year. I mean, he goes to Europe and he's going to ride pine for years. I mean, I don't know. There's just a lot of uncertainty with a guy like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like even with like David Ochoa, like I feel like he's more just locked in now. And even if he does transfer to like Liga MX is the rumor, I think that overall that's probably a positive thing. He's probably going to go there and start. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I believe Slanina's in the US camp for this December, whatever they're doing. So everyone got all fired up about that. But like,
yeah,
I don't see him becoming the US men's national team goalie anytime soon. Like, we just run out of time. So how old is he? When is he turning 18? In May? So 5 or 6 years of U23?
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's literally the worst team in the league.
Can he even drive?
No. Maybe in Illinois, actually. I don't live there, so I don't know.
Wait, what's the driving age in New York or Connecticut?
I didn't get my license until I was 19, but that was more about me than... Or no, I was 18.
Okay.
Almost 19. But I grew up in the city. I didn't need a car.
Right. Fair enough.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But yeah, no, I would take Gil. At like, no doubt.
I'm with you on that. Like if it's a card I'm keeping and holding, I'm with you there.
I mean, if I won Slonina this past game week, like I would sell him immediately, or maybe I'd wait until February. Like, there's no way I make it to the start of the season with him. Like, I sell that. To get literally the best player in MLS. He's like a borderline cheat code. And you're like, nah, let me take the 17-year-old goalie.
Is there any chances he ever leaves? Not ever, like this year. Like, would he leave this offseason?
Who, the MVP?
Yeah.
No, he just signed an extension, I think.
Did was that Boo? Okay.
I think it was Boo, actually.
I don't know.
No. Like, we're choosing between, like, the best player in the league playing for the team that won the Supporters' Shield versus a 17-year-old goalie for literally the last play. I don't know if Chicago finished last. Maybe these end of season draws, not even draws. He scored 69 points in a 2-0 loss to Columbus. Yeah, I don't.
Ochoa or Slonina for next year? I don't know. I think Slonina has the better upside as far as like scores go, but I think Ochoa is more locked in. So,
you know who the real answer is? Juan Romero from Gimnasia.
Ah, there you go. How long is Brune out? But then you're, dude, it's Rosario Central.
Oh, that's right. It was Rosario. It wasn't even Gimnasia.
But how many clean sheets are they keeping?
I mean, they're basically the Chicago Fire of the Argentinian League. Like, it's the same thing. He runs out, though. July 1st, he's dead.
Is he? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think, I don't think anybody can make any, like, reasonable argument for Slonina over Ochoa or the other way around, other than the fact that Slonina is younger. Like, they both play for really bad teams. One of them is going to have significant turnover, and that's Slonina's team. And maybe they get much better and that's it. But like, I don't know. They both have years left of U23 and you just don't know what happens. Like Thomas Hasel could become a starter next year. And then he's a U23. Wasn't the guy in Montreal U23 too? Not Pantemis, the one who took over for him. He might not have been actually, now that I say that.
I don't remember.
But I guess we could look up I don't know. I don't need all of that.
The only other ones that I remember were Freeze Matthew, Hassel. And wasn't the guy from San Jose U23 at like the very beginning of the season?
Marcinkowski. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And then left.
Yeah.
So that's the list right there. And Felipe's gone.
I won Felipe as a like tier one reward at the very end of the season.
That's how I have Romero. Tier one reward, yeah. When he took over when Brown had COVID or whatever he had.
Yeah.
Yeah. So skill level, Slonina versus Ochoa, I have no opinion on that. Like it doesn't matter to me. What do you think would be more profitable? Buying Gil and having an amazing D4 team or buying another goalie and building an okay D3 that may never get a podium? You buy Gil.
Should I say it or should you say it?
Yeah, no, you buy Carlos Heel.
Yeah.
You want the quality.
Yeah.
Go buy Slonina, sell him, and then buy Gil. Heel, sorry.
Or you attempt to find the next Carlos Gil.
Well, Sean always thought it was Medran, but now he's the best Carlos Heel in Saudi Arabia.
Maybe. Or Qatar, we don't know yet.
Qatar, that's right. Right. Jimmer loves the quantity over quality, though.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I mean, I don't actually like it, but my mind when I'm setting lineups tells me that I want to do quantity.
I was going to say, for us, Monday nights and Thursday nights, quantity is really fun.
Yeah,
just setting lineups everywhere, thinking of all the hundreds you're going to get, and then it doesn't happen.
More lottery tickets.
Yeah, I think if you're buying. Like, I don't think focusing on MLS U23 goalies is necessary. Like, it gets messy, but like K-League and J-League overlap pretty much a lot of the MLS season. Not all of it, but a decent amount of it. And they're better scoring than some of these guys, and there are more of them. Like, there's the idea of like, I'm going to get an MLS U23 goalie. Like, you have to look at all of the summer leagues and then pick from there. So it's not just Slonina versus Ochoa. It's Slonina versus Ochoa versus Tani versus Oki, if he ever comes back, versus Osaka, if he comes back. And like, that's where you have to look. And my boy Juan Romero until July 1st, excuse me.
Yeah. I think that's actually really good sound advice. Like think of all the guys that might've got hurt early in the season or been out a while. Like I was talking about Eric because when they won their playoff game, you saw Eric Williamson kind of celebrating with the team and all that. And I thought he was like on pace to kind of have a breakout year at the beginning of the season. Like
he was.
I thought he was doing really well and blew out his knee. And I'll bet you could get an Eric card for really, really cheap right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but that might be a good one to pull up to look at his rolling average. I don't know.
He spells Eric Fun, doesn't he? Like that.
Yeah, it's E-R-Y-K, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I was throwing in an extra C for good luck. He had some really good scores at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and then he had some.
Did he get benched?
I don't know what that. I don't remember what that was. That maybe international? No, hosting Dallas.
No, nope, he was just terrible.
Huh. That's weird. Some sound advice from Black over here by this guy.
I mean, in fairness, you're going to get him pretty cheap.
Yeah.
At the Empire State Building right there in the middle.
Could be a good gamble. I don't know. You probably it's on the market now for 0.03, probably, you know, another month, maybe less than that. I don't know.
Yeah.
0.015 maybe. Be the hope.
That was a brutal injury too.
Yeah. Who was the other one? Andy Polo.
Yeah, that was a horrific injury.
He had and the same team, right? I mean,
same team.
But Polo was the very beginning of the season, I think. Like, first couple weeks, it felt like.
Yeah, 168 is. Where is that? May. End of May. I bet he's cheap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if he returns to last year's form, I'm just looking at his SO5 scores. It's like, I don't know that I want that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hinman. That's a good one. Hinman, good call down there.
Oh,
I feel like Hinman was like a few months into the season, wasn't he? I don't know. Dude, people stole Jordan Morris. I mean, we're picking Jordan Morris up for nothing.
Yeah, Hinman's. Jordan Morris was one of the first limited cards I bought.
Oh, yeah. Probably for like $4.
Might have been. No, it wasn't that cheap. Oh, wait, we can find out right here. 0.01 actually seems too expensive.
You overpaid.
I overpaid. Yeah. I got the 8 of 1,000 though.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, everybody. Yikes. Yeah, JMO. Go get him. Yeah, so Williamson went to the Gold Cup.
Ah, that's right.
I don't even think he played. He was like one of those guys that like went and then barely played.
Yeah.
Thank you, Georgie, for remembering that. But is it worth, like, I think the problem is that I was hoping that the Stars were going to be cheap, and they weren't. Oh, you know who is cheap?
What do you want to bet the Stars never, there's no dip for the Stars ever. Like, we looked at Gill's chart, like there was never a dip, and there probably won't ever be a dip on his chart.
Yeah, it's because he's the best player in the league.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
Not really.
Well,
Carlos.
No, it's
Vela.
A fun one. It's a fun one.
So Vela, 0.132. He's back up over 0.2 now. We don't even know if he's going to play. Like, who knows?
Yeah, he might go to Europe. He might retire. He might. Did I read he just resigned? Or was really? It Chicharito that maybe it was Chicha that resigned? Somebody resigned.
We were talking about him.
Yeah.
You don't like Chicharito.
Well,
look at that end of season.
I know, that's so sick. And for 0.12, is that on the second? Somebody should scoop that up right now. 0.12, my goodness.
Yeah, it is. Look at that preseason.
I mean, shoot, I'll run. I always like hate running two forward lineups, but I mean, if I could put him and Johnny Russell in a lineup together, dude, I'm set. They're getting decisives every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Peachy called it. Said he was going to MVP, which he was absolutely like golden boot. Headed for MVP before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I like this pulse camp call for the U23. See, it's like stuff like that. You just never know.
Yeah.
Tim Mealy is 49 years old. He might retire.
He's not that old. I've got the 1 of 100 of him as well.
You have what?
The 1 of 100 of Mealy as well.
Oh, there you go.
And Graham Zusi, I think. Bought the stack early.
When I finally like decided to buy a rare goalkeeper, I bought Melia, Brad Guzan, and Clement Jop, who God knows where he is now. But like, I was like, I need guys who I know we're going to start and I know we're going to play. And that's who I bought. And I think what I paid, it was basically this time last year, maybe it was January, is probably what they cost now. Like some of those guys you can get cheap. Like Stephen Fry was like around 0.1. And he, I mean, when Seattle is like fit, they're easily a top three team in the league.
Yeah.
And they're good like defensively.
What about Steve Clark? You buying Steve Clark?
I never bought Steve Clark because of you.
Why? Because of me.
Because one day you were like, hey, this guy is coming back, or he just signed, whoever it was. You should buy him. And I'm like,
oh, all right, I'm new here.
Right. I'll buy Aljaz Ivicic. Yeah. You're like, no, he's going to start. He's like, and I was like, you know what? Steve Clark is not anything special. Yeah. You're right. He could start. And Steve Clark, he started.
Yeah, but Aljaz came back and played like two games. So
it was
well worth the investment.
Yeah. I don't think I bought it. I won anything with him, but I did play him in a midweek, I think, by accident once. And then he played and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Black was right.
Yeah. I've made some good calls. Leandro DeSabato, another one of my good calls. Rosario Central Special.
Yeah.
But now you can only get him. That's right.
With Romero.
That's right. The midfielder, goalkeeper stack.
Yeah. Right. Anytime you can get a stack of the 16th best team in Argentina, you just got to do it. You just never know.
With one of the guys that just never plays because nobody knows why. I think he's hurt.
Right. Right. Marco Maric. Yeah, that's a bummer one to get stuck with. But you never know. And he's pretty young too, isn't he?
I don't know. Like
versus Stephen Fry. Yeah, 25. Got his whole life ahead of him.
Man. He looks older than 25, first of all.
Yeah, he does. But yeah, I don't think I don't know. So you still think prices are going to go down though?
I do. Yeah. I think we have enough time between the start of the season.
And people just get bored after, or not bored, but they,
I don't think there's enough patient people on the platform. Yeah. I think that people are like scooping stuff up now, but I don't think that like, I don't know. I could be obviously completely wrong, and we've already seen the dip.
Right. It just doesn't seem like it was long enough. Like, that's how I want to put it. Like,
yeah,
a dip shouldn't last like 6 days, right?
Right. Why would they go down, Victor? The season ends this weekend. So are people just going to buy them in hopes for next year? I don't know. I think that you'll see a lot of like stuff too, where like guys don't get re-signed. I mean, I guess Portland and New York City still have to announce who they're, you know, releasing and keeping. And then we're going to have a new team as well. I guess the super draft is at some point. So there's going to be a little roster shuffling. I don't disagree with that there's 2% of players left, but I think that there's still that perception that MLS is still ongoing.
You know what I think might hurt it? The fact that like Champion America keeps going. And people are like, oh, I have Champion America cards. And then you put the lineup in, they're like, oh, I guess these guys are done. But like, I think Victor, I don't want you to be offended by this, but I think you're thinking too practically. You're giving everyone too much credit that like preseason is coming soon. And there's going to be a point where there are people holding MLS cards who either don't like their existing lineup, their other like non MLS lineups, or they don't have any, and then they can't play. And they're like, I kind of want to play. Let me see how much I can get for this Christian Roldan rare card. And someone's like, I'll give you 0.02 for it. And you're like, no. How about 0.08, 0.05? Sold. And now you can go buy a car. And it's like, that's just how it happens. And you're like, what European guy can I get now? Because I have this ETH now from selling this Christian.
Or what Asian U23 goalkeeper could you buy?
Right.
Because I see Jimmer in chat. He's really wanting to pump Yuma over there. That's his boy, Yuma.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to be any left.
Yeah. That's his SoFIFA strategy. For those that don't know, he goes to SoFIFA, which is a FIFA basically overall.
Should you be giving this away?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's totally good with it. Right. Speak up in chat, Gemmer, if you're not cool with this. But he sorts by potential. And okay, I'm done. No more. He said stop.
All right.
Yeah, that's done. Guess. So definitely don't sort by potential on SoFIFA to find hidden gems.
No, I think Victor, what do you mean the market structure is different this year? Just that the off season's shorter?
I think that, but we also have a ton more users, and we're going to have, you know, not really a ton more supply.
But I almost want to go the other way, that we have a ton more European cards to buy.
Yeah.
Like it's theoretically cheaper to get into Champion Europe now Challenger Europe now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And so if you could sell some MLS cards and buy some Turkish stacks, go nuts. Now you can keep playing.
Right.
Like I think practical people underestimate the desire for people to want to just keep playing.
So it sounds like you think there's going to be a dip still.
I think there is an argument of why there should be one, but I haven't seen it yet. Like I don't know what I was expecting, because like I said, I'm not looking to buy more MLS rare cards. Like I have too many of them. Like I'd like to sell mine.
But would you consider buying some so that you can sell them in March? Or is that just not fun enough?
This is just not something I've done. Like I guess I should do that. I don't have the patience for it though. That's why.
Well, I mean, that's why you probably haven't sold those MLS players that are sitting in your gallery that are extras, because you have patience.
No, it's not patience. It's because I just can't get enough for them. That's right. See, Victor wants to sell his cards. Yeah, he wants to sell his MLS cards.
Yeah. Everybody wants to wait until everybody wants March. Maybe that's when we have our dip. All of us guys are hoarding these cards, waiting to sell them. We're gonna be undercutting them in March.
Right, when so rare is like, oh wait, we still have 25 rares to sell. We'll do them now. Oh,
do you think that they keep? Do you think that we're gonna see them just keep selling them in auctions once the season's completely over, all the way up until March? Or do you think that they'll like pull them off and then like reintroduce them in March again or late February again?
I think it makes sense to wait, like from their perspective, like not thinking about what's best. I don't even know if that's what's best, but like what's best for so rare.
Well, do they want to sell it for more money or less money?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And like, if they want to sell for more money, they wait. And if they want to sell for less money, they do them now. Like, it's as simple as that. It's just a matter of how like upset we all get. And we're like, oh, I can't believe you waited. And now everybody wants these cards. And now they're all so expensive.
Like it's almost like how they wait until the L5 of a guy is like above 65 before they release their uniques.
And then the unique comes out like, oh, what a coincidence.
And then I love the comments where it's like, oh, Look at so rare releasing. Well, it's like, yeah, that's like their business model is selling these cards for a high price.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to literally do
that. That is how they make money. We need to sell this JPEG for as much as possible. When is the best time to do that? Oh, when the guy's banged in 5 goals in 5 games.
Yeah.
No, but I think this goes back to what Ivaldo said to us on multiple podcasts, that like so rare controls prices a lot more than we think they do. And this is the prime example of like MLS prices will not skyrocket if they can auction, you know, if there are a lot of auctions towards the beginning of the season, because if they can give more supply, then obviously that'll meet the demand. But if they sell them now, we get Christmas bundles in 2 weeks and all of a sudden it's January, you know, 31st And they're like, oh, crap, we're auctioning Carlos Hill 98 of 100, and the season doesn't start for another month. Then we boom.
Yeah. And I think that's another big difference than last year, because, like, I think Surface kind of mentioned earlier, like, they have we have all these other American leagues now and divisions and teams and all that. So, like, there are going to be, like, other cards set aside that either can be used for prizes or other cards that are going to be there that can be either auctioned off or that will be purchased as competitive alternatives. So, you know, there's going to be people buying Monero cards and River cards, and they're going to be competing, you know, just alongside all these MLS cards. I don't know when those two leagues start, by the way, but I imagine it's kind of around when MLS starts.
Argentina and Mexico start before MLS.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was going to make that joke that, like, the best way to win in MLS is to play River Plate and Mineiro players. Like, yeah. I think it feels like MLS, like, dominates Champion America in terms of, like, the volume of cards, because it does. But, I mean, you roll out Santos stacks and, you know, they've been successful. And so...
on certain weeks, yeah.
Yes.
And there we're going to have a good week or 2-3 weeks of Champion America Liga MX exclusivity in January. So there'll be a little bit of a time frame for hopefully to win some stuff where competition will be quite low.
Yeah, you'll get the tier 2 rare for first place.
Yeah, I'll be competing against 9 other managers for one prize. It's like I would almost rather compete against, you know, 1,000 managers for 20 prizes.
For more cards, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I thought Argentina was January 31st, but maybe I made that up, which is close enough to February. Brazil, not till April, which the other thing is we were saying, I know in a previous podcast, a lot of the league, they're starting early because they have the World Cup. We have the World Cup in November, like starting in November. So they got to get their full seasons in before that. But yeah.
Right. But, so yeah, we were saying all the leagues are moving up their start times just to kind of make sure that they're done.
Right. Right. But yeah, Victor, this MLS stacks are not as good. Sean with his Chicago Fire stack is really the only one I've seen like go full stack. Like I play Carlos Hill and Gustavo Bu together because it just kind of makes sense for me. Like I should probably get Buxa too, which I won't. Although I wonder how much now I'm like, can I get a cheap Buxa this off season?
Right.
Now I have to look.
I'm trying to even think like you could run, I guess. Who's a defender? They have Andrew Farrell and who else do they have on that team that might be decent defensively?
He's the best. I mean,
I see the best one. Yeah, I guess if you wanted to do a full stack, you could do something like that. Yeah, Kessler maybe.
I know Quinny loves Kessler.
Yeah, beyond New England, I just can't imagine like, I mean, I kind of run a Seattle one but like they're kind of like, I don't want to say weak in the midfield, but like they don't have that dominant like mid.
Joao Paulo is amazing.
Nope. Did I say Seattle because I meant Kansas City?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, like, Kansas City, they're just, you know, they don't have that dominant player in there that they can just crush. But they also have Johnny and, you know, Graham Zusi a little bit this year. For a bit.
Yeah, I won a Zusi card, and I think it was tier 1. Maybe it was tier 2. I sold that immediately. But, yeah, Melia, Zusi, Russell, Polito, and anyone.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, teams, Victor's talking about teams that crushed their league, and, like New England might have been a good example this year. And, like, the only other ones really in America are Mineiro and River. Nobody else really – you can make a case for Seattle. You could make it, like, a –
they never score enough.
It's just not like, really is just it's not like running a River stack.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we brought this up previously. Like there are players who are awesome.
Yeah.
Like Carlos Hill, but yeah, full teams. There's no one that works in MLS like that.
Do you think there's a reason for that? Is it, do they have too many teams? and the talent is distributed too far.
Well, there's like a salary, like the league is built for parity.
Yeah. Okay.
And no other leagues are like that, really. Like, financial fair play doesn't really do that. Like, that's not the point. Yeah. Oh, Shallowy, right. You need three forwards. Shallowy instead of Polito. Yeah.
Right.
That's a fun front three that you can't play together. It's basically Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe.
Should you be able to play three forwards if you wanted to?
No. You have to play so rare data leagues. Mm. SO11. That's fair. There you go.
Or so rare mega leagues.
Right.
Come on. We got to be fair. We got to be fair.
Do we? I kid. But I also forget to enter those all the time.
I forgot this week. And I probably would have had some good teams. I guess I won't be buying sneakers for any of my players because I'm not going to get any more coins.
Yeah, that got a little too complicated for me.
Yeah, I don't think that that's like, I don't want to say like spirit of the game is the wrong term, I think, but it's kind of like going down a different route that I'm not interested in, like fantasy sports. I just want fantasy sports. I don't want to like be trying to figure out what pairs of shoes and t-shirts to rig up on my players to get the right bonuses. And like, even if So Rare was bonusless and they got rid of like the bonuses on the cards, like, to me, like, yeah, I train my guys every week, but that weird little 3% bonus like doesn't affect any of my decision making.
Like, have you ever wrong enough? I can't start figuring out who wears sneakers.
Have you ever made a decision on a So Rare lineup based on the bonus percentage?
Yes.
Why? You had two of the same players and one of them had
that's exactly what it was. But I played both of them and it was like, well, which one do I want? Like, which lineup of these two is more important that I'll put the
Besides, you know who was it?
Reynoso.
Yeah. Besides breaking ties, what compelling gameplay decisions does that even bring in? It just doesn't.
I think the interesting one is when you're buying cards and how much you value the extra XP.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. If there are two cards the same price, I'll just take the one that has more XP. Although, I believe Sean argues that you should just always take the older card because it is gaining XP faster than the new one, because you'll lose, obviously, the 5% bonus for the current card. But I don't have the patience for that.
I think that that's like, I don't think that there's like a right answer to that, because if it's a new card, you get the 5% bonus plus whatever bonuses it has on that year. So like, immediately you're going to have a lot higher percentage on that car, like in the next, you know, 8 game weeks or whatever. Sure, the other one might get the XP on it, but I mean, you're going to get that card to 10% in that season.
Right.
And I mean, an old card to get that to 10%. I mean, that's like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Hans Van Aken from not the original 2018 year, the 2019 year or 2020 year or whatever. And that thing's still at level 19. So it's like, it takes a long ass time to get those things to 20. And honestly, who cares?
Jimmer's got two of them, I think. Two Van Aken at 20. He's just like, I remember one of his streams. He's like, yeah, I don't train these cards anymore. It's like, oh. That's fun.
You say that you would play a card with a higher bonus to try to get the threshold. I don't see that. I'm not following. Like, I play the card that's going to score higher.
Right. I agree that prioritizing the cards that score more points are the ones that should be in your lineups. I say that after just scoring 130 points in Champion Europe. So.
Oof.
The lineup was so, like, I didn't think I was going to win champion Europe, but I thought like
you're going to win a card.
I thought there was, it was in the realm of possibilities. And it scored 147.26.
Daniel, it's to prevent loans. It's solely to prevent loans because like
for the XP deduction, yeah.
Yeah, early days, like there was a lot of like card swapping and loaning and stuff, and without that XP deduction, they would have never got a good handle on it. So it was actually a good thing that they put it in. It's annoying as hell though. I agree. Especially when you have new players that are, well, when you have new players that just like, you know, are one card away and you know, I have the card that can help them or something. And there's just, it's like, but I don't want to also take a XP hit of whatever, like halved twice sucks.
Right. Cause you got to get halves when you got to send it back.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think loans are anywhere on their time frame, but
yeah, I don't think so either.
That should be a priority at some point.
Oh, there it is. I feel like, who's your other midfielder?
It was Ravella who got hurt.
Okay. So is the concern that Lokonga is just like...
Oh, he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to get Ravella healthy for this to be a workable lineup or buy another midfielder?
Correct. I think we both know what that actually means. I'm buying another midfielder. He's out, I think, through the end of the, like, through the, this month.
Yeah.
I love the dramatic, like, he's out for the rest of the year. It's like, yeah, it's December 7th. Like, come on.
Yeah.
4 weeks. Yeah, it's really ugly. Yeah, Dituro, I believe, had an error that led to a goal. I bought him because he was the cheapest one. Davies delivered as expected, to be honest. This is why he's here.
Yeah. And
Simon, this was, like, his worst game in forever.
So everybody listening out there, do not buy any of these players.
Yeah, like stay, like I'm happy to sell all of them for twice. You know, if you're selling MLS cards to buy these guys, I'm happy to sell them for whatever I paid for them.
Would you trade any of these players for MLS players?
That's a fun question. I feel like trading Davies should get me every MLS player.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's basically the thought. I'm like, okay, that the 1 week Champion Europe experiment was a disaster. Should I sell all of these guys and buy MLS super rares? Which actually what I really should be doing is buying River Plate super rares.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a podcast on MLS and it's like, just go buy River Plate guys. Go build a River Plate stack. Go build a Mineiro stack and win.
The Mineiro stack is absurd. That's why I bought it. I play it in Champion, in Limited. It's like the first thing I did.
They rotate a good amount?
No.
Like, is it kind of hard to guess sometimes? No?
There are some guys who are just locked in. Like, yeah. Everson is obviously the goalie. He's locked in. Hulk always plays. Actually, Hulk sometimes sits, but he always scores off the bench.
Mm.
Like this game week.
Yeah, I remember you sent me a message or something that, like, he
was on the bench.
Start. Yeah.
On the bench, he came on and scored.
Yeah.
I got my Morioka points.
And Everson still gets 44 despite conceding three.
Three, that's right.
Man. What does he get, like a lot of keeper sweepers or something? Or what's he doing?
Whoops. No, it's not going to pull up, is it?
Oh, yeah, click on the 44. I mean, good God.
Just a bunch of saves, man.
Does Opta Brazil record saves differently than other leagues or something? My God. What is that, eight saves?
It's just a cheat code, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get some good high claims. Whatever the hell that means.
But yeah, better than bad high claims.
It's a good point. Good point. I prefer my goalies to get, good high claims as opposed to bad high claims. So we've gone an hour and 16 minutes now, and we have no response of like when we're getting MLS cards cheaply.
I think we've made our guesses.
Is it never? Actually, you think it is coming.
Based on very little data. Because, and I'll say the reason it's based on little data is using last year's data, I think, is unfair.
Yeah.
Because And that means there's really no data to use. Like,
right.
We can look at last year, but the supply was different at this point in time. Like you kind of talked about that at the very beginning of the pod, like the supply this time last year was off by like 30 or 40 or something. It was off quite a bit. So
we had slightly fewer users too.
Yeah. right. For sure. So I think Victor just put it best right there. It's literally anyone's guess.
I will say this. I think limited prices will be dirt cheap. Like,
yeah,
just the basic economics of what we just explained in terms of supply with rare cards and super rares, the inverse is there with the, in terms of supply with limiteds. There are so many limiteds they could sell. And we don't know, because again, this is one of the things that like So Rare has full control over this, but they could say, you know what, we're not going to go past 400 this year with limited for MLS. We started late. That's why there's so many left, because limited cards didn't start until August and yeah. MLS season was halfway over. And so, yeah, I think you're just going to see like so many very, very cheap MLS cards. And I think we're like, I set all those alerts at like 0.01. So like Jao Paulo is a 0.01, Rusnak, like Zellerian or Zellerion still, they have no
so,
idea.
So I'm not to cut you off real quick, but is the play maybe to do a little bit of speculation and think that, okay, there's a good chance that they add a rare pro or a limited pro division. So stock up on MLS limiteds with MLS limited depth. And also like, are they going to let me use a limited in the rare division? Cause you know, like now you can move that, common card in, like, will they allow that to be a limited card now? And maybe do a little bit of speculating with the like mid tier, because I would think high tier is going to hold their value pretty well. Like if you go look at, you know, Rusnak or Gil or any of like the top end or the goalkeepers, like those guys are probably going to be like hold their value pretty well on the limited side. But like the mid tier guys, like I bought Miles Robinson at what I thought was like a steal of a price, and I bought Johnny Russell at what I thought was just like giving it away prices, but I'll bet they go lower. I'll bet they go even lower
for limited.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe you just build up a little bit of depth there on the off chance that they do add limited pro divisions and give you more utility out of those cards.
I think the available supply, meaning available to So Rare to sell, will make it almost impossible to speculate on limited cards in terms of buying and flipping them for a profit.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean buying and flipping for profit. I mean having them, buying them when they're really, really, really low and being able to use them and more divisions, them having more utility will provide them, you know, I don't know.
Like, yeah. I think if you're buying low to play, then yes, they're going to be really low. And I think it's going to get lower the closer we get, because there are just too many.
You think it'll get lower the closer we get?
I do, because with I think limits. They're going to flood the market with them.
Huh.
I think you're going to go on SoRare one day and you'll be like, I wonder if I can get a Johnny Russell. And you're going to look and there are going to be 5 Johnny Russell auctions for limited cards that day. Hmm. And it's going to be that every day until the season starts.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they're what, 200 and something in on a lot of those mints for limited. So yeah, they can, not even that.
Not even that. I was going to say not even.
Yeah. So yeah.
There's just not enough time to get 1,000 cards out, but they could like, they could do it if they want. And I think that alone would make me hesitate to buy now.
Should you buy MLS limiteds or should you buy Argentinian and Brazilian limiteds?
How far along are they? Like they theoretically started at the same time, right? Like the Julian Alvarez is at 156 of 1,000.
What's his limited cost?
0.09, excuse me. Yes.
It's like, good Lord.
Yes.
Hmm. Is he going to Europe?
Maybe.
He's like a 50-50 shot this winter.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Hope he stays in Argentina forever.
At least until he's not U23 anymore.
I was just about to say, until he turns 24. And then, he could go wherever he wants. Take your young years in Argentina. Yeah, that's my fear about MLS limited cards. Like, I think it's going to be... I don't think we see it as much with the European ones because the limited and rare and super rare schedules are the same, meaning they all came out at the same time. But MLS was way behind in terms of when limited started. And there's just too much supply for me to think that they won't flood the market. Like, oh, so the new season's coming up.
I've never seen them do it though. Like beyond the bundles, which I don't even really feel like they were flooding with the bundles.
They didn't have the ability to flood when you only have 100 per player.
Yeah.
Now we have 10 times that with 2 months to go.
It's going to be fun to watch.
800 Let's cards to sell per player in 2 months. 2.5 months. I'll even extend it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they should do MLS bundles for limited cards.
Like, yeah, like I agree.
Absolutely should do it.
Would you do team bundles or wait? It's MLSPA, so I don't think they can do team bundles.
Sure, they can.
Why not? I guess. I mean,
does it matter?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
you know what they'll do? They'll do like the letters of the alphabet. It'll be like you get Boo, Bedoya. Oh.
Yeah, Buchanan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I got a B bundle today. Oh, sweet. Yep. Yeah. No, I think they'll do team bundles. I'm pretty sure a friend of mine got a DC United bundle. And I remember he got it for so cheap this time last year. It was like 0.1, 0.15, and it had Bill Hamid in it with four other guys. And he sold the others for like triple what he bought the whole bundle for. And then got to use Hamid.
Yeah. I think I sold, I think, 3/5 of the one I got. I got it like 0.2. And then Eloy Room, of course, sold for, I don't remember, a lot more than, because they were the Christmas bundles, man.
Right.
And I think somebody asked us on Twitter, will the Christmas bundles come back? No, the Christmas bundles will not come back.
I think we might get limited ones.
Maybe limited ones. Okay.
I think Santa might bring some limited bundles.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I just don't see any other way to sell all these cards.
Yeah.
Unless, again, they've just internally decided.
Every 2 seconds. Yeah.
Right. Would you buy some bundles? Limited bundles? See, I don't even want that many MLS cards. That's the thing.
It'd have to be like a bundle of like a team that I wanted to like follow or watch or like just be like, oh, I can get a Seattle bundle. Sure, I'll do that. Like that'll be fun.
Do you think there's any way? I'm going to say there's like a 0.01% chance, but do you think there's any way they sell full team sets? Like, here's a bundle with every Seattle Sounder player we have.
Could they do it? Yes. Well, obviously they don't have the infrastructure like built in place to do that right now. Like they don't have like
so bundle more than five.
So like if they build that instead of like fixing some other things, it'll be really disappointing. But maybe someday.
Like what if you could own every, well, it's too late now, but like if you could have owned every 69 of 1,000 Minnesota United team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Minnesota United,
maybe they keep the Reynoso one out.
Yeah, I don't know. Not for me, I don't think.
Okay.
Or whoever. I think they're, the other cool thing is like Surface Terra Missile has built an entire MLS rookie album. So like if you go on his gallery and look at like sort by what is it, my squads or whatever, he's bought every single rookie card of a player in the MLS, and that's pretty cool. And it'd be cool if they like either did that or they did power hours that were all rookie cards, and you could like buy those players up or whatever to start targeting them. I find it really hard the way the auctions are right now, like to just like find the guy that you want or whatever. Like I wish there was more, like, I don't know, maybe a rookie power hour would be nice at some point.
The last rookie I bought was pretty good. Worked out pretty well.
Who'd you buy?
Sandra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's making up for
Sissy.
Sabato and Ivicic.
Yeah. Sissy Sandra, right?
Sissy.
Can't possibly. I wish I had as rare, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Still can. It's probably one ETH. It is one ETH. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've gone really long. Wow. That like flew. Sorry for everyone. Thank you for those who are still watching. Yeah. So I think MLS cards don't drop as much as we expected them to, except for limiteds, which might be a floor of 0.001 soon. Except for Carlos Hill, because he's the best player in the league. I think that's okay. Yeah. Simple as that.
You didn't drop the mic?
No. Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
All right. So thank you everyone who has been watching. If you wouldn't mind liking the video below, if you're still watching, bravo. Man, this is a long time to be sitting around. And if you are listening to the audio version, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. Once again, this is the So Rare Andrews podcast, brought to you by RotoWire and sponsored by So Rare. We'll be back next week with another topic. If you guys would like us to touch on anything, feel free to reach out to us. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew M. Laird. You can find Andy at ablack86. Also available in the So Rare Discord under those same names. So definitely hit us up. Andy, I'll talk to you next week.
See ya.